From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for those of us who'd rather quit the team than play shirts and skins. I'm your host, Luke Bronner, and this is episode 42, Types of Shots in Basketball, with my friend, Nathan Schartz. Hello, friends. Welcome again to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Bronner. I'm here with one of my lifelong best friends, one of my favorite coaches, and one of the greatest basketball minds I know, Nathan Schartz. Nathan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
We've got a pretty simple question for you today. I want you to help our listeners understand the different types of shots in basketball. So there's, you know, we always hear about jump shots and layups and finger rolls and all of those things, but I want you to break down for us, kind of define for us what each of those shots actually is. What's that mean?
Okay, most basic would be jump shot. Jump shot is the most common shot in basketball. So, and that's just simply jumping up and shooting the ball. Fadeaways. Fadeaways are essentially you're using your height or your leverage against your defender. So you're going to back him down, you know, you kind of use your butt, back him down into the paint or, you know, wherever you are on the court. And then you very quickly turn around, shoot the ball as you're falling backwards. Okay, fadeaway.
Fade away. Got
it. Dirk Nowitzki, that's kind of his signature shot, flamenco fadeaway, where he kind of lifts up one of his knees to keep his defender off of him while he uses that leverage to create space to shoot the shot as he's fading away.
And you're kind of a Dirk fan, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a Dirk guy. I'm a Maverick guy. 2011 was very special. So, you know, Dirk's one of the best shooters, pure shooters in NBA history. So he's been fun to follow. So let's see, what were you talking about? Finger rolls. I guess the finger roll is a beautiful shot. It's a form of a layup, which is when you get real close to the basket, you're just kind of letting that thing glide off your fingers right into the bucket instead of maybe dunking it. It does look pretty. Kevin Durant has got a pretty nice little finger roll.
So what's the dunk then? Tell me about dunking.
Oh, dunking is the most resonating artistic form in basketball, in my opinion. You can get really creative in the air. Of course, Michael Jordan and those guys, well, Dr. J probably started the really artistic kind of dunk where you would take off, you know, 4 or 5 feet from the basket, get up in the air, do something silly with your feet, you know, just create a piece of art while you're in the air. And then jam it with so much authority that it really kind of sends a message to the other team.
So you're actually just slamming the ball into the rim.
Yes, you're taking the ball and it would be the equivalent of a home run, and it just resonates. It means something.
It's dominance. Okay.
Yeah. It's asserting dominance. Yeah. Right. Okay. LeBron James has had some monster dunks recently. Vince Carter had some monster dunks. He, you know, one of his most famous signature plays wasn't even in the NBA. It was in the Olympics. He jumps over a guy, some Russian dude, jumps over him. I mean, literally drags his manhood across this guy's forehead. Jams the ball down.
That does seem like asserting your dominance.
It's a little bit of a dominance deal.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so we got finger roll, we got a dunk, we've got a jump shot, fade away. What else we need to know?
Well, you're going to probably look, nowadays you got Steph Curry, so you're probably going to look at the half court shot.
Okay.
This guy shoots from 40 feet out. Half court shots and full court shots, those are always usually done at the end of a quarter. You know, time's running out, 3-2-1, you don't have time.
That's your buzzer beater.
Yeah, buzzer beaters.
What about a hook shot?
Hook shots. Hook shots are pretty strategic. You can create space from your defender by, you know, kind of pushing him away from you and, you know, you come with the hook shot. So it's basically Kareem Abdul-Jabbar kind of invented that one. You need to see it in action to really kind of understand it. But the hook shot works. You know, like I said, in today's NBA, three-point shot is king. That is the essentially a jump shot, but it's
just from deep.
Everybody's going to be shooting from downtown from now on.
From downtown. That's language that we haven't had on the show yet.
Downtown.
When you say from downtown.
Downtown is 3 points. That's going to be three-point land.
Why downtown?
Downtown, it's just, I don't know. The NBA does have some verbiage that's a little funky.
Yeah.
Dunk, slam, jam, all you know, downtown. Alley-oops. The NBA does get creative. The downtown shot or from downtown or from deep, three ball, stuff like that. It's
all just means all
it's all the same thing. It's just 4 3-point.
Got it. Okay. Well, now we got it. So, Nathan, thanks as always. We'll see you next time.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Yay Go Sports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.